Bits of our summer home could be seen on the higher cliff above.
I've admired your house, Mrs. Calhoun.
Before I could reply, Ethan was reaching out, laughing, and the man scooped him up. I could only stare as he stood with his back to the wind, holding my child, jiggling him easily on his hip.
A fine boy.
And an energetic one. I thought to take him for a walk to give his nanny a bit of a rest. She has less trouble with my two other children combined than with young Ethan.
You have other children?
Yes, a girl. A year older than Ethan. And a baby, not quite one. We only arrived for the season yesterday. Do you live on the island?
For now. Will you pose for me, Mrs. Calhoun?
I blushed. But beneath the embarrassment was a deep and dreamy pleasure. Still, I knew the impropriety and Fergus's temper, so I refused, politely, I hoped. He did not persist, and I am ashamed to say that I felt a keen disappointment. When he gave Ethan back to me, his eyes were on mine, a deep slate gray that seemed to see more than my face, perhaps more than anyone had seen before. He bid me good day, so I turned to walk with my child back to the towers, my home, and my duties. I knew as surely as if I had